The Amos and Andy Show.
Tales of the Texas Rangers.
Broadway's My Beat.
Bill Hickok!
It's time for the Evan Costello Show.
Minus one, fire.
Gunsmoke.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
Our Miss Brooks teaches English.
And your father knows best.
The Adventures of Mr. and Mrs. North.
The incomparable Charlie Chan.
Hey, old-time radio lovers, this is Bob Camardello, your host at Boxcar's 711 Old-Time Radio Pod. For great shows like these and so much more, just point your browser to boxcars711.podomatic.com or boxcars711.libsyn.com. That's L-I-B-S-Y-N. And to think, all this costs you nothing.
Why can't I go on forever?
My way.
That's when I hold you tight.
I'll see.
You can't stop me from being. Good night, good night.
Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents A Date with Judy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat for you this evening. Here to keep his date with Judy is your favorite singing star, Frank Sinatra. And now to keep our date with Judy, that lovable teenage girl who is close to all our hearts. Your date with her each Tuesday at this same time is arranged by the makers of Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion. You don't necessarily have to eat too much or too fast to get acid indigestion. One of the most frequent causes of this common complaint may be worry or nervous strain. But don't worry. The next time you have this trouble, just slip one or two Tums in your mouth as you would after dinner mints. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize the excess acid in the stomach, soothe the heartburn, and give welcome relief from acid indigestion. That's why so many wise people, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy. 10 cents a roll, all drugstores. As we look into the Foster living room, we find Judy's parents and her kid brother Randolph. And Judy wants to know,
how do I look, Mother? Do you like the way I did my hair? How do I look, Father?
Fine.
Lovely, Judy.
Aren't you going to ask me?
All right. How do I look, Randolph?
Fine.
It took me 2 whole hours to get dressed.
2 hours? Good heavens. Did you go to all that trouble just for Oogie Pringle?
Oh, no. You see, Oogie and I are going to see a Frank Sinatra movie, and I want to look my best in his presence. Even if it is his screen presence, it's the least tribute I can pay to a great artist like Frank Sinatra.
Who's Frank Sinatra?
I don't think you're even alive.
Now, wait a minute, Judy.
Well, I don't see how anybody could be alive and not know who Frank Sinatra is. Why, everybody knows him.
I don't.
Why, Father, I can't believe you don't know him. Well, he's the man who, after he starts to sing, everybody swoons.
Father swoons before he starts to sing.
He's a crooner, Melvin.
A swooner crooner.
Oh, him, yeah. Yeah, it seems to me that I've, seems to me I've heard you mention him before, Judy.
It seems. Yipes, he hasn't mentioned anything else around here since 1941.
Is he the fellow who makes the girls squeal?
That's the guy. Father's identified him.
Well, I think it's all pretty silly.
Oh, now, Melvin, I distinctly remember when you were Judy's age, you used to squeal every time Theda Barra came on the screen.
I did not. I may have given a soft little moan now and then, but I didn't squeal.
Oh, Melvin.
After all, what has this guy got that nobody else has got?
Well, the way I figure it, he has little electric shockers installed under all the seats of the theaters he plays in. And then every time he hits a high note, he pushes a little button. And
Randolph, that's practically sacrilege. I just want you to know that every swoon he gets is genuine, absolutely genuine.
You know, I used to be a pretty good swooner crooner myself. Yes, sir. I'm the sheik of Arabia. Your love belongs to you and me.
Oh, Father, That hasn't even the slightest resemblance to Frank Sinatra.
Not even a reasonable facsimile.
At night, when you're asleep into your tent, I'll creep. I did.
Hiya, Judy. Hiya, Mrs. Foster. Hi, Randolph.
Oh, get come on in.
Hiya, Mr. Foster.
Oh, gosh, you have to shake my hand like that. Nearly broke it in two. Boy, what a grip you've got.
Sorry, Mr. Foster. I guess I don't know my own strength.
After this, let's bow to each other instead of shaking hands.
Okay. Hey, Judy, I thought instead of going to see the Sinatra picture that we'd go see... Hey, boy, do you look snazzy.
Thank you, Oogie. But if you have any ideas about going anyplace else, forget them.
Julie, it kind of embarrasses me every time. Well, it just isn't good for my health to see his pictures. Every time somebody squeals, well, it gives me goosebumps.
Help me with my coat, Oogie. The picture starts at 8:20.
All I can say is it's mighty tough for a fellow to live in the same world with Frank Sinatra.
You have my sympathy, Oogie.
Yeah, all of us men are in the same boat, Oogie. We're all living in the same world with Frank Sinatra. Well, we'll just have to band together and face it as best we can.
Oh, yeah, but... Well, it's mighty sad to think a whole generation is doomed like that.
Blocks. I can hardly wait, Oogie.
Judy, are you sure you wouldn't rather go to the Bijou? There's a triple horror bill there.
No, Oogie.
Well, there's a hockey game at the auditorium.
No, Oogie.
How about going over to the fire engine house and waiting for a 3-alarm fire? I guess the answer's no.
Oogie, just a minute. Just what is your objection to Frankie?
Well, for one thing, every time you go see one of his pictures, you don't look at me for 2 weeks afterwards. In fact, you don't look at anything. You just kind of walk around in a daze.
Oogie, you're really sort of jealous, aren't you?
Jealous of that little peewee?
Now, Oogie, I'm going to be very patient with you and explain how a girl feels.
Oh, you are?
Yes. Provided you will refrain from making petty remarks about a man who is practically on a pedestal, as far as the worldly, mundane things are concerned in this world.
Yeah, but I can croon too, Judy.
It hasn't anything to do with mere crooning. It's something that, when he sings, comes over you.
Not only that, but I'm the orchestra leader of Oogie Pringle and his high school hot licks.
You don't understand, Oogie. You see... He represents everything that a girl wants out of romance.
Hmm.
Her ideals of what perfect love is like. The way she feels about him is the way she wants to feel about... Well, the man she'll be in love with someday. Only she knows that nothing will ever be as good as how Frankie makes her feel love could be as good as. Is that clear, Oogie?
No, but go ahead.
Well... He is a girl's dream of the utter acme of ideal love. And when he stands before you there on the screen, you see something absolutely beautiful.
Thin Bing Crosby.
All right, then. If you just want to ignore real artistic exquisiteness...
Well, what do you want to do, marry the guy?
Oh, of course not, Oogie. I know he's, well, unattainable and remote and... Unattainable and everything?
Well, then why don't you try and attain something that isn't so unobtainable? Like me.
Oogie, really? You're just a young boy who happens to be a good friend of mine. But as far as having any effect on people the way Frankie affects people...
I wouldn't want to affect people like that. Afraid somebody was going to do a flip-flop if I so much as said hello to somebody. I wonder how Sinatra stands it.
I'm sure he's above noticing that sort of thing. All he really thinks about are the words he's singing in his songs... About love. Abstract love, of course. That's what he thinks about.
Well, I'd sure hate to be the guy who went around thinking of love all the time. Doesn't he ever think about eating?
Oh, Oogie.
Look, Judy, the point I'm trying to make is... Well, I'm gaga about you. I even wrote a song about you.
just for you.
Yes, Oogie, I've heard you sing it. It's very nice.
Well, when I sing it, I think about you. And all Sinatra thinks about is abstract love. So why couldn't you be gaga about somebody who's right here instead of in a movie?
It wouldn't be the same, Oogie. It wouldn't be the same.
You'd rather see Sinatra kiss some movie actress?
I guess it amounts to that. It's so beautiful. Well, here we are at the movies. Buy the tickets, Oogie.
All right. But I wish I understood women. Oh, my foot's asleep. Quiet, Oogie.
It's twilight, and here we stand above the city, looking out into the darkness. Come into my arms, darling. And let me hold you for a moment before we light the lamp.
Isn't that wonderful, Oogie? Isn't that wonderful?
Just adorable.
We're alone, we two. All alone.
Oh, Frankie.
He doesn't mean you, Judy. He means that lady up there on the street.
Quiet, Oogie.
Holding you close, so close, is like holding a beautiful flower. One that I can only keep for a little while. Before you fade away.
I wish I could fade away.
Your loveliness creates little melodies in my heart. Little melodies that cry out for expression.
Oh, Oogie's gonna sing now.
If you squeal, Judy, I'll be so mad I'll swoon.
Night and day. Only you meet the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an awe, such a hungry yearning, burning way down inside of me, and its torment more bitter till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day and night, night and day.
Did you ever hear such... Oogie. Oogie Pringle, wake up!
Americans are often in too big a hurry to get nowhere fast. We rush for trains, bolt our food, or eat on the run. Result? Very often acid indigestion. Well, when this happens to you, remember the answer is Tums. For Tums are just about the fastest relief there is for heartburn, upset acid stomach, and other signs of acid indigestion. That's why millions of Americans, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. Handy and pleasant to take as candy mints. Nothing to mix you stir. You don't even need water. Remember, the more delicious the food, the more you may need Tums. Get Tums tonight at any drugstore. Only 10 cents a roll. But be sure you get Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy. There are many imitations, but there is no substitute for Tums. And now, back to A Date with Judy.
Well, we're home, Judy.
Oh, so we are. Good night, Oogie.
Gee, do I have to go home already?
Yes. I think it's best that you don't come in the house. Just shake my hand and say goodnight, Oogie.
You sure it's going to be all right for me to shake your hand? After all, I'm not Sinatra.
You're really terribly bitter and everything, aren't you, Oogie?
Well, jeepers. A man pays his good money to go to a movie, and what does he get? He doesn't even get to sit and talk to the girl for a while afterwards.
Oh, Oogie. I'm afraid I'm in no mood for mere talking.
There ought to be a law against a guy having this kind of effect on women. I wish I'd lived in the Middle Ages, that's what I wish, when there wasn't a hideous invention called moving pictures.
Oogie, dear.
Even the home isn't sacred. Now, while there are phonographs and records, it isn't. That man pervades even in the home, which is supposed to be the man who owns its castle.
But, Oogie, dear.
Well, all I've got to say, Miss Judy Foster, is, well, good night.
Oh, hi. Home so early?
Yes.
Where's Oogie?
Gone home. And please don't remind me of plebeian mundane people like Oogie Pringle Randolph.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Nothing. I just don't want to have to think about him.
Oh, I get it. The Sinatra movie is having its effect. Well, can I help you upstairs, Judy?
No, I'm all right. I just want to sit here a while and think.
Well, when you finish thinking, you call upstairs and I'll come down and haul you up.
No, go to bed, Randolph. Don't worry about me.
Now, you remember what happened the last time you saw a Sinatra picture. You fell down a manhole.
Oh, Randolph, don't be silly. And please turn off the lights before you go.
But you might trip over a table or something.
I won't trip.
Okay, I'll turn it off. Well, good night, and be careful.
I will. Good night. Night and day, you are the one. Frankie.
Yes, Judy?
Come and sit beside me, Frankie.
Okay, I'll sit. Yeah, do you look snazzy?
And here we stand above the city looking out into the darkness. Come into my arms, darling. And let me hold you for a moment before we light the lamp.
Oh, Judy, you say the most beautiful things to me.
You say something beautiful to me too, Frankie.
Okie dokie, how's this? We're alone, we two. All alone. How was that?
That was lovely, Frankie.
When you hear this one, this will wow you, hey.
Will it, Frankie?
Sure, listen. Holding you close, so close, is like holding a beautiful flower. One that I can only keep for a little while before you fade away. Like it?
It was fair.
Only fair?
Well, it was pretty good. But of course, there's a certain person who's much better, who represents a girl's true ideal love of perfection.
You mean I've got competition? There's some other man who's more of a girl's true ideal than I am?
Yes, Frankie, I'm afraid there is.
Who is this man? Name him.
Frankie, you're jealous.
You're darn right I'm jealous. Tell me who he is, I'll fight him with my bare fists.
Oh, Frankie, you're so strong that sometimes it frightens me.
Can I help it if I'm healthy?
I'm the sheik of Arabia. You're the... Oh, Judy. Oh, there you are.
Oh, I see you have company.
Yes, Father. I have a date with Frankie Sinatra.
Hello, Frankie.
Hiya, Mr. Foster.
Gosh, Frankie, do you have to shake my hand like that? You nearly broke it in two. Boy, what a grip.
Sorry, Mr. Foster. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Well, you two going anyplace tonight?
Yes, we're going to see a marvelous movie. An Oogie Pringle movie.
Ah, jeepers, Judy. Do we have to go to see him?
Yes, he's wonderful.
What's so wonderful about him? He's just a thin Andy Russell.
Is that so? Well, you're just jealous.
Well, I don't want to see Oogie Pringle in the movies. I don't like Oogie Pringle. He's just a weakling, that's what he is.
He is not.
He is, too. Every time he sneezes, he blows himself clear across the room.
That isn't so. Oogie Pringle is wonderful. He's remote and unattainable and everything, but he's wonderful.
Who's Oogie Pringle?
Why, Father, the things you say.
You don't know who Oogie Pringle is, Father? Oh, Father, you haven't lived. Everybody who's alive has heard of Oogie Pringle.
I haven't.
Well, then you're dead, Father.
Why, Melvin, he's the swooner crooner.
Is that so? Oh, the guy who makes girls swoon.
Yeah, isn't that awful? Making girls swoon. Gotta be a law against them.
But I like to swoon. The last time I saw one of his movies, I swooned three times.
Well, Frankie, instead of taking Judy to the Oogie Pringle movie, why don't you take her to the triple horror bill at the Bijou?
If you ask me, Oogie Pringle is a triple horror.
Oh, you're just jealous. You're really terribly bitter, aren't you, Frankie?
Well, what if I am? My whole life has been blighted because of inventions like phonographs and movie pictures. That's enough to blight anybody. Especially me.
Now, Frankie, I'm going to be very patient and try to explain to you what girls see in Oogie Pringle.
I don't want to see what girls see in Oogie Pringle.
You do, too. You just think you don't want to see it.
You know, when I was courting your mother, Judy, I used to be a pretty good swooner crooner myself.
Yes, Melvin, I distinctly remember you were wonderful. I used to moan every time you sang. In my day, we didn't squeal, Judy. We moaned.
Oh, but Mother, that's so old-fashioned. Nowadays, everybody who is anybody squeals.
I don't.
Oh, that's just because you're so strong. If you were only nice and skinny like Oogie Pringle.
Listen to this. Oh, won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, and all we...
Oh, Melvin, that's delirious. Do you mind if I moan?
No, go ahead. Oh. Finished?
Yeah, all done.
That was peachy, Mr. Foster. It just gave me goosebumps.
Really, Father, it bears no resemblance whatsoever to Oogie Pringle singing.
Oogie Pringle, Oogie Pringle. That's all I ever hear about, just Oogie Pringle. You'd think he was the only man in existence.
Well, after all, who else is there?
Well, there's me.
Oh, Frankie, you're just a boy I happen to know, a good friend and all that. But, of course, you don't really send me like Oogie does.
Oh, Judy.
Oh, be quiet, everybody. The feature picture's coming on. Oogie Pringle's gonna sing. Shh, everybody.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Oogie Pringle singing to you from the silver screen. Aren't I wonderful? Aren't I just adorable?
Oh, yes, Oogie.
Quiet, Judy. He isn't talking to you.
I know. He's just so remote and unattainable and everything.
I'm not a wolf, I'm never flip, I do not flirt. I'm not the least, she. I'm not a wolf, I'm just a drip, a little squirt. But there's a beast in me. I had a date with Judy, a big date with Judy, jeepers and gee. I've got a date with Judy, and Judy's got one with me. My heart is shooting rockets. There's dough in my pockets. I'm high as a kite. I've got a date with Judy, and Judy's booked for tonight. My manly lure, my wild amour, I'm holding in reserve. I cannot wait to osculate, but will I have the nerve? I've got a date with Judy. I snagged one with Judy. Oh, jeepers and gee. I've got a date with Judy, and Judy's got one with me.
You see, Frankie, you could never sing like that.
Yeah, I know. Aren't I lucky?
Frankie.
After all, I can sing, too.
Oh, I know, but...
And don't forget, I'm the orchestra leader of Frankie Sinatra and his high school pepper pots, I am.
Yes, I know.
And I'm mighty proud of those pots.
Well, you're all right, Frankie. But the trouble with you is, you're so attainable.
Well, wouldn't you give me just the chance to sing to you? Just one little tiny chance?
Well, maybe.
Please, Judy.
Oh, all right, if you insist.
Oh, thank you, Judy.
I'll just lie down here languorously on the divan and listen to you.
See, I hope you like it.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do.
How was it, Judy? What do you think?
Oh, it was very nice.
Oh, but you didn't squeal, Judy.
I know. I just wasn't in a very Bobby Sox mood.
Well, gee whiz, I didn't expect you to swoon, but the least you could have done was squeal.
I will some other time, Frankie.
Judy, where are you going?
I'm sorry, I have to go now. I want to look at a fan magazine. It's got Oogie Pringle's picture in it.
Don't go, Judy. Judy, don't go, please. Come back, come back. Judy, Judy. Judy, Judy.
What? Yes, Father.
For the love of heaven, have you been sleeping down here on the divan all night?
What?
I said, have you been sleeping down here all night? What's the matter with you? Have you been dreaming?
I've been dreaming. Oh. Oh, Father, please go away. I want to go back to sleep.
I will not go away. It's 7:30 and it's time for you to get up and go to school.
School? Oh, Father.
Well, now, who's that at 7:30 in the morning?
Shall I go?
Oh, never mind. I'll open the door.
Hey, Mr. Foster.
Why, Oogie Pringle.
Oh, Judy.
Hello, Oogie.
Gee, excuse me for coming over so early in the morning, but... Oh, gee, Judy, I want to apologize for the way I acted last night.
How did you act?
Oh, awful. I had a fight with Judy and walked off, leaving her on the front porch.
Oh, that's all right, Oogie. I didn't mind a bit.
You didn't?
No, Oogie, I wouldn't care what you did. Anything you do is all right with me.
It is. Jeepers.
Oh, Oogie, I think you're wonderful.
What hit her?
I don't know. Are you feeling all right, Judy?
Of course I am. Well, Oogie, I want you to know that you're absolutely right. The movies and the phonograph are just wonderful, of course. But for goodness sakes, why should a girl keep on dreaming when there's somebody so marvelous and attainable as you around?
Oh, Judy, I don't know how I... Boy, are you snazzy.
Judy will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, when happy users of Tums for the Tummy tell you they taste like fine candy mints, that's only the half of it. Only a dime a roll, any drugstore. A single roll will convince you. Ask for Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the Tummy. And now here's Judy again.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry, but I have to go to bed early. It's no fun. Yes, it is, if you dream about Frank Sinatra.
Doctor may be heard on his own radio show sponsored by Max Factor Hollywood. A Date with Judy is written by Aline Leslie. Remember, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tonight's Date with Judy will be transmitted to our men and women overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is the National Broadcasting Company.